wisdom.
A prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of prayers for the precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. According to the working of God's mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand, in the heavenly places far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age but also in that which is to come, and in that magnificent name, Jesus Christ, we speak words of life over you and your entire house, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed, your land and your nation. We go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all the leaders throughout the world, and all men. It is written, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. In Jesus' name, we ask the Lord God Almighty to fill you and your house with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship. Give ear to our prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from our supplication. Attend to us and hear us. According to the faith of God's elect, now may the God of patience and comfort put wisdom in your hearts, exceedingly great understanding and largeness of heart. In Christ we pray that you all may excel in wisdom. Let you and your family eat the bread of wisdom and the wine of understanding. God of love and peace, bestow on you and your people God-given wisdom, strength, counsel, and understanding, and may you receive double in prudence. In Christ we pray that your hearts retain God's words, and you and your house keep his commands, getting wisdom and understanding, crying out for discernment, and lifting up your voices for understanding. You who get wisdom, love your own souls. You who keep understanding will find good. Let you and your people embrace wisdom, and may you and yours receive honor, a crown of glory, a prolonged life, walk the path of the just, and go in the way of understanding. Let your steps not be hindered, nor will you or your people stumble, for your lives shall shine ever brighter unto the perfect day, your sleep being sweet. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name is Prince of Peace. God grant that you and your house dwell safely and be secure without fear of evil, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your feet from being caught. May you and your family find the word of God and keep it in the midst of your hearts, receiving life and health to all your flesh, happiness, riches, and honor, pleasantness, and peace, obtaining favor from the Lord. Let God cause you to inherit wealth, enduring riches, and righteousness, and fill your treasuries. In Christ we pray that you and your people will keep sound wisdom and discretion, so it will be life to your souls and grace to your necks. You and your family shall walk safely in your way, and you will not stumble. God grant, according to the riches of his grace, that you and your family shall manifest the fruit of wisdom and transverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice. May God, he who turns the shadow of death into morning, makes the day dark as night, be a shield to you and your house, guard your paths, and preserve your way. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give to you and your people the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you and your family may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceedingly greatness of his power toward you who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. In Christ we pray that God will count you and your family worthy of this calling, that you and your people may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you and your family may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Holiness to the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, our Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, whom is the covenant of the people, in Christ we pray that the Spirit of God is in you and your house, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you and your people. May you and yours receive wisdom from above, wisdom that is pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. In Christ we petition the Lord God to give you and your family wisdom and counsel night and day, lead you and guide your every thought and every decision, and grant you and your people wisdom and success in all decisions and choices you make, teaching you and your family profit, instructing you and teaching you and your people in the way you should go. God, he will guide you with his eye. May the God of love and peace teach you and your people to listen and increase learning and your understanding, that you and your family come to the knowledge of the truth, receiving the Spirit of truth from the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ we plead with you and your people to guard yourselves against seeing yourselves as being wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. In Christ we pray that you and yours will not limit wisdom to yourself, but hear the counsel of God and seek diligently to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to receive prudence, knowledge, and discretion, to hear and increase learning, to turn any disobedience to the wisdom of the just. In Christ we petition the God and Father of all to give you and your family an ear to hear the rebukes of life and gain wisdom, understanding, humility, and honor. Let his counsel stand in your hearts, and may you and your people not be deceived by the wisdom of this world, but trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God, and allow him to direct your path. Your hearts may plan your way, but the Lord will direct your steps. May the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord rest upon you and your people. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, may his God and Father, the God of mercy, teach you and your family to number your days, that you and your people may gain a heart of wisdom. In Christ we pray that you and your family are wise in heart, are called prudent, and allow the sweetness of your lips to increase your learning. Let understanding be a wellspring of life to you. In Christ we pray that Jehovah Sitkanu, the Lord our righteousness, will satisfy you and your family early with his mercy, that you and your people may rejoice and be glad all your days. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ, to bear his name, we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, through whom grace and truth came, that the everlasting God give you and your people a heart that is wise, that teaches your mouth and adds learning to your lips. In Christ we pray that your lips may keep knowledge and that all the words of your mouths are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. That you open your mouth with wisdom and on your tongue be the law of kindness. In Christ we ask, according to his new covenant, the God of the holy prophets grant you and your family the wisdom of silence to go from the presence of a foolish man when you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. and the wisdom not to speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. Let your mouth speak wisdom, and your tongue talk of justice, and the meditation of your heart shall bring understanding. May your meditation be sweet to the Lord. Let you and your house be glad in the Lord. The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, who manifests God's name to men, may the words from your mouth be like deep waters and wellspring of wisdom like a flowing brook. Let your words be pleasant like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. In Christ we petition the Lord to guide you and your family continually and satisfy your souls in drought and strengthen your bones. You and your people shall be like a well-watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. May God's wisdom rest quietly in your hearts and knowledge be pleasant to your souls. Discretion will preserve you and your family. Understanding will keep you and your people, to deliver you and yours from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom, and strength and honor and glory and blessing. According to the riches of his glory, may our God and Father teach you and your house in the way of wisdom and lead you in right paths. In the name of Jesus Christ, the living bread which came down from heaven, let you and your people say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your nearest kin, that you and your family may keep away from immorality, from the seductress who flatters with words. Let you and your family pay attention to wisdom, lend your ears to understanding, that you and your people may preserve discretion, and that your lips may keep knowledge. May the Lord God lead you and your family in right paths, so that when you and your people walk, your steps will not be hindered, and when you run, you will not stumble. In Christ we pray that you and your people will receive God's words and treasure his commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. For the Lord gives wisdom from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance, and the evil way and the perverse mouth. Let you and your family take firm hold of instruction, and do not let go. Keep wisdom, for it is your life. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. Like the honeycomb, which is sweet to your taste, so shall the knowledge of wisdom be to your souls, and your hope will not be cut off. Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and honor and power to the Lord our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true vine, let you and your people be blessed because you listen to God, watching daily at the gates of wisdom, waiting at the posts of the door of wisdom. For whoever finds wisdom finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. Through wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. God has taken you and your people from the ends of the earth and called you and your family from its farthest regions and said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not cast you away. Our everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, has filled you with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, in all manner of workmanship. Your family is gifted in whom the Lord has put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our teacher and Lord, that you and your people shall do according to all that the Lord has commanded. Behold, the Lord desires truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part he will make you and your people to know wisdom. He will purge you with hyssop, and you and your family shall be clean. God Almighty, the Faithful One, will wash you and your people, and you shall be whiter than snow. He will make you and your house to hear joy and gladness. He will hide his face from your sins and blot out all your iniquities. May Jehovah Sitkanu, the Lord our righteousness, create in you and your people a clean heart and renew a steadfast spirit within you and yours. In Christ we pray that the God of all grace will not cast you and your family away from his presence, and he will not take his Holy Spirit from you. instead restore to you and your people the joy of his salvation and uphold you and your house with his generous spirit. Then you and your family will teach transgressors his ways, and sinners shall be converted to him. Let the God of your salvation deliver you and your house from the blood guiltiness, and your tongue shall sing aloud of his righteousness. O may the Lord open your lips, and let your mouth show forth his praise. Let you and your family give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. O give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, to him who alone does great wonders, to him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever, to him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever, to him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever, who remembered you and your house in your lowly state, for his mercy endures forever. He rescued you and your family from your enemies, for his mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. O give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. Let you and your people fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. And let you worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and the springs of water, for his mercy endures forever. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So in the mighty and awesome name of Jesus Christ, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people, by the blood of the Lamb of God. We sanctify your time so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In agreement with you, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. Amen.